Hey, how you guys doing? This is T. This is my first podcast episode ever, so I'm actually really nervous. But bear with me, guys. The reason why I wanted to do a podcast actually has been on my mind for the last few years. Like, I wanted to, like, kind of just like to give the world a part of myself and a part of my personality. And I think it's fun, and I think you guys will enjoy it. I don't know how often I will upload episodes, but I will do it as much as I can. So tonight, I want to talk about the difference between flirting and premeditated cheating. So the headline is interesting enough. So to me, flirting is necessary. Flirting is exciting. Flirting gets the blood pumping. It's like cardio before a game. Like, it's the prerequisite before a class. Like, you wanna be able to be a good flirter, because it keeps things spicy. Now, this is whether you're single or in a relationship. Being able to flirt is what you need to be able to do. Like, because if you smooth with words, and it just keeps you ready. It keeps you ready for whenever you do enter into a relationship. And, you know what I'm saying, it'll keep things spicy. You know what I'm saying, that your partner won't get bored with you. Now, if you're in a relationship and you flirt, I mean, it depends on who you with and what they consider as flirting. But for me personally, if I'm with someone and I see them appreciate, because first of all, let's get it, flirting is fucking art. So if I see you appreciating the art, baby, like how I appreciate the art, then I can understand that. But when you turn that, if you ask for someone's number in front of me, that's premeditated fucking cheating, motherfucker. That means you done plan in your fucking mind that you want to lay dick. You know where you want to put it at, what hole, you know all of that. Because you sitting there with that shit in your mind. So that's premeditated cheating. So it's a difference between that and just flirting. And, y'all, it's 2018. Like, if I come to your house, I want to see roaches. Like, climate control is too fucked up for you to have roaches. Like, they should be extinct just like dinosaurs. I only need to see them if Bill Nye, the science guy, is digging them up through fossils, the roach legs or something like that. I only need to see them in museums. It's like roaches should be extinct because it's too many. First of all, it's a lot of kids. And kids will kill roaches on fucking sight. So it's no way you should have roaches in your house. Like, you should make your kids go on a fucking killing spree before you have comedy. Y'all, I have one more thing, and I'm going to let you guys go because I'm driving, and everything is real chopped up. Now, one of my coworkers wanted me to talk about is masturbation cheating. Masturbation isn't cheating unless, for females, it is fucking cheating if you use more than one fucking finger. Because, like, that's like double penetration, and that's like getting gangbanged. So it's like, it is cheating in that sense, and you can't cheat while your partner, you can't fucking masturbate while your partner is in the fucking bed with you. Because you got your fingers, you have more fingers than they have genitals, and you using it to a fucking disadvantage.
Good afternoon, how you guys doing? I just want to give you a couple of my thoughts. We have people like on every social media platform, and they like spokespeople, or, you know, they these real positive fucking people online, but they be the quickest to get some damn drama started. They be the fastest fucking ones to get some shit fucking popping, and then they're the most fucking, they just do devious stuff, but y'all the ones that's on social media being positive and then reaching out to everybody. And this, it's, I wonder if these people are, could be held accountable for this stuff. Like, you know how pastors, when they stand over their flocks and they deliver messages, and they're responsible. They're responsible for these people that they're over. Like, they're responsible for these souls, like, whatever they're pouring into them. I think these people on social media need to be held accountable. And y'all might say, okay, well, it's not that intense. It's not that intense as being a pastor. And, you know, that's understandable. And that's debatable. But you're feeding all these vibes to people. But behind closed doors, you're just a whole different animal. And not saying that pastors are, but I'm just talking about the responsibility level. But your heart not right. You telling these people, you making this stuff sound good, but your heart isn't right at the end of the day. Or whatever. You wanna peak when you wanna be positive about certain things. And it just doesn't go like that. And you just need to have that same energy. Like, however you are on social media, be the same way off social media. You know what I'm saying? I know you're not gonna be the same person every day. You need to try to be, but it's just, I don't know, it's kind of a turn off for me, because every day I wake up, I try to be the same person. If I'm on social media doing this, I'm just not going to step out of my character no matter what platform I'm on or whatever. And, you know, people, it's just really a turn off, and, you know, I had to cut ties with certain things because of that. And that's all I want to say to you guys about that. Just always be the... Just have the same energy all the time is what I'm saying. And then when, you know, don't always humble yourself. Like, don't ever let people, don't ever think you're too big to be, for somebody to say something to you that you don't agree with. You know what I'm saying? Whether you think it's constructive criticism or not. Just never get too big for that. And one more thing, you guys, LeBron is the best player in the NBA. Present and past. And LeBron actually has a big ass head. And I'm thinking that's probably why his hair, it has to stretch across a fucking equator. So that's probably why, that's what's taken from the front of his head. So he doesn't have hair loss. It's just, it has, the hair has to compensate. Cause he has a big ass fucking head. But that's it, you guys. And I hope you guys have a blessed day. And I don't know when the next time I record, but I like doing this. I like talking in this recorder. So thank you guys. Have a good day.